Bonus episode. Mel Cowan, Alex Fernie, Johnny Mix.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. This is the bonus cut episode. We're going to have one more scene from the Sentimental Lady episode. Why do I sound like I'm on the phone? Because I am. I'm on the road with Freak Dance, touring through America. But right now, take a listen.
People, do not jack off to Improv for Humans. It's not that kind of show.
Or do.
Or do. I mean, I don't want people coming here for sex.
I want them leaving here because of the sex.
Michael Bavulin says spittoon.
I actually worked for a guy who used a spittoon. He was a construction consultant. And I still don't know what that means. He had a ranch. When I first met him, he was like, "Oh, you can come out and work for me on the ranch. You know, and I need kind of odd job stuff." I was doing video stuff for him because he needed stuff filmed for his construction consultancy. I'm using air quotes because I still don't know what that means. And his ranch, in reality, was a mobile home out in the outskirts of Hays County, which was overgrown with like rattlesnake infested grass, and he could never actually pay me on time because he was technically, in the eyes of the IRS, a dead man. He explained that several times, but he was a constant tobacco chewer, and he referred to himself as the wizard, and he actually had like a droopy cowboy mustache and a business card that had a caricature of him in a wizard outfit spitting into a coffee can. Yeah, it was one of the best jobs I ever had.
Well, I took a look at your resume. It's very impressive. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to hire you on, as my assistant construction consultant, I need to know what you're going to bring to the party. You know, like what qualifies you to be a construction consultant?
Well, I've been a contractor in the area for a long time.
Something a construction consultant would find helpful.
I would guess so. Yeah, I mean, I built decks. I can do
decks. Yeah, that makes sense.
HVAC. I can do drywall. Whatever you need.
Yeah,
I got 15 years experience.
That's great. Because I'm going to be right up front with you right now. I've been a construction consultant 25 years.
Oh wow!
At no point have I really nailed down what it is that I do. Mm-hmm. But I just sort of coast around. People hire me to do stuff. I give them advice on things, sometimes construction-related. I don't really know. So if you can bring any clarity to that, that would be wonderful.
You're asking me what your job is.
Now, if you knew, that'd be great. I'm more of a local personality.
You seem to be doing very well. I mean, this is a nice Chevy Silverado, King Cab.
Sure, but nice Chevy interior. Silverado is redundant. They all are very, very nice. It's one of the nicer cars
it could be
get.
A shitty one. I don't know.
I don't believe. Well, okay, that's a mark off your... No.
Hey, are you guys the consultants?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I was only getting one. Two, I guess,
I was
better
assistant,
than one.
Yeah. I just got hired as his assistant.
So. Okay, yeah. Well, I constructed something in the back.
Let's take a look.
So get some consultation on it. So as you see here, this is a little a deck to put around the trampoline.
Yeah.
So the kids have somewhere to sit when they're not in the trampoline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you seat the legs of the deck in concrete? Well, let me just look. I'll take a look. Looks like they're not in the right kind of concrete. You're going to want
no,
something.
No, they're basically just on the ground there.
Yeah, you're going to want to really seat those in.
That's great stuff. No, that's great
so
stuff.
So you're the assistant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going
to... So to listen to him?
Yeah, I was going to say maybe you make the deck out of a trampoline material so then it's just a bigger trampoline. That was going to be my consultation for you.
Hey, can I
talk
to
you for a second? Listen to?
Yeah, what do you want?
It's so clear that this is poorly constructed. I mean, is this? I feel like this is what we should be doing. We should be telling people that they poorly constructed something or well constructed something.
Hey, I was thinking about that extra trampoline addendum thing. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
I was thinking,
right?
Why can't the whole there be a path from the back porch to the trampoline? That's just a trampoline.
That's pretty. You can bounce all the way on out there. You know, that's just what I was.
I don't want to step on my new boss's toes, but I think that's not a good idea. I'll be honest with you.
I was going to use your concrete idea by putting concrete outside on the sides of the path.
No, almost certainly your children will die as a result of that decision.
What's more likely to hurt you?
What?
The soft, bouncy material of a trampoline or the hard lack of give that concrete brings to the
party? I like the bouncy guy here. The bouncy.
Are you are you just distracted by his long, droopy mustache? Is that like giving off wisdom to you?
I can blow it up out of my
you?
Face. If that helps.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Great. I didn't know I was getting two construction consultants. That's
better
exciting.
Than one.
Great. Okay. Yeah. No, that's what that's what they say.
Assistant. I'm
oh, okay.
Using air
great.
Quotes.
Well, I actually just kind of need some wiring done in the I want to make sure that I've got ceiling fans in all the top rooms. You know, just it's you know Austin summer.
I'm gonna let my boss take the lead on this because he's my boss.
Well, right away, I'm gonna save you some money right now.
Oh,
I'm gonna save you a lot of ladder money. Put the ceiling fans on the floor. Save a lot of money in install, a lot of effort, a lot of manpower, and you don't have to get those ladders. Go up there. You can just reach down there and just stick it on there, have them spin around on the floor.
What do you want them to put on the floor?
The ceiling fans. The ceiling fans.
So they would actually be floor fans at this point. Do we also get ceiling fans, or is it still just
not worth
the...
your time?
All right. Was that worth it? Was that a bonus, or should it have remained cut? Please, folks, listen to Improv for Humans. Tell people about it. But even more than that, right now, you got to tell people about Freakdance. I'm on tour now. Go to freakdancemovie.com, mattbesser.com. I'm coming through Atlanta, Jacksonville, Florida, Charleston, South Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, Charlottesville, Virginia, D.C., Philly, New York, Providence, Boston. If you know anyone in those cities, please tell them about this. All right, guys, this has been Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.